For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope. A potential $600 million bonding plan for state buildings has passed the Missouri Senate. The bonding proposal would authorize $200 million of bonds for higher education institutions, $200 million for other state facilities, and $200 million to replace aging buildings at the State Mental Health Hospital in Fulton. The bonds would finance hundreds of repairs and improvements that have been delayed, in part, because state revenues fell during the recent recession. Supporters of the measure said it's a good time for bonding because interest rates are still relatively low. The Senate's 25-6 vote today sends the bill to the House. Some Republicans opposed the measure because they didn't want to increase the state's bonding debt. They said the projects should be paid for with cash. Over in the Missouri House, a debate on state funding for bicycle paths caused legislation to impose a 1 cent tax increase to be set aside. The proposed constitutional amendment was laid over today after an amendment was offered to remove a provision that would have allowed some tax revenue to be spent on bike paths. The amendment sponsor said the tax increase should be used only to fund core infrastructure, but House Democrats say the state should promote alternative forms of transportation and that removing funding would cause them to oppose the bill. State transportation officials have warned Missouri will not be able to maintain its roads and bridges in the future without a funding boost. Moberly Area Community College will offer benefits for domestic partners of full-time college employees. The college's Board of Trustees approved the change Monday. It will extend insurance coverage to the domestic partners of employees, as well as allow them to attend up to 9 hours of classes a semester without tuition or fees. The partners could also be added as members of an employee's immediate family for sick leave purposes. College President Jeff Lashley says the proposal has been under consideration for several years, and it is expected to help retain and recruit employees. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the change is effective July 1st. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has declared a state of emergency after a storm struck most of the state today, spawning a tornado in suburban St. Louis and causing flash flooding in several areas. No injuries have been reported, but several homes in University City were damaged when a tornado touched down at 5:23 a.m. The system also carried heavy rain, up to 5 inches in parts of Missouri, prompting flash flooding that damaged dozens of homes and forced at least 2 water rescues. Ron Presbulinski, a science officer with the National Weather Service in St. Louis, says the service is closely monitoring the development of storms in southern regions of the state.
There is a current line of strong to severe storms extending from Sedalia, Missouri, southwestward to Joplin, and then down into east central Oklahoma.
The National Weather Service has issued a series of tornado watches that remain in effect until 5, 7, and 9 this evening for dozens of Missouri counties in the southern portions of the state. Dent, Howell, Oregon, Ozark, and Shannon counties are under a watch until 5. An additional 15 counties are under watch until 7, and 32 Missouri counties, including Camden and Cooper counties, are under a watch until 9 tonight. Legislation passed by the Missouri House could nullify federal gun laws that infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. The House voted 110-41 today to send the bill to the Senate. Senators passed a similar bill earlier this year, but both chambers need to approve an identical version to send to the legislation to Governor Jay Nixon. The measure would also give residents the right to sue federal agents for enforcing past, present, and future laws that are considered infringements by the state. Courts have ruled that states cannot nullify federal laws. Nixon, a Democrat, vetoed a similar bill last year over concerns it violated part of the U.S. Constitution that gives federal laws precedence over conflicting state laws. The Missouri House has also passed legislation that would require public employees to give annual written authorization for unions to spend money automatically deducted from a person's paycheck. The measure narrowly passed with an 83-69 vote, only 2 votes above the minimum required for the House to pass legislation. Under the bill, similar approval would be needed for unions to spend worker fees on political activities. It does not apply to organizations representing first responders, such as police and firefighters. Supporters argue it gives public employees more control over how unions spend their fees. Opponents say it would be a burden on those who would want to participate in a union. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.